Hello, FCDC. My name is Sarah Labreck. I am your host for Camp Time is Real Time, and this is the Week 2 Recap. This week, we hear from Ty, we hear from the Panciaco sisters, Mary, Elizabeth, and Caitlin, and we hear from Callie and from Aiden and Quinn about Week 2. One of the things that we talk about a lot is something near and dear to my heart from overnights, and that is the counselor hunt, and you will hear it in all of their words. Hope you're enjoying the pod. Hope you enjoyed week two, and hope you have a great week three.
Hello, FCDC friends. This is Ty Friedman. I'm the theater counselor, head of the Beavers, and I was going to tell you all about what happened during week two of FCDC on their 50th year. It's been, you know, that second week of camp is notoriously, it flies by as fast as possible. That first week is always like a little bit slow at first, and then like it just like down a train track it goes. But week two, we had some major fun stuff. The big one being that we had the return of the counselor hunt, which was a super exciting event. We're doing this one in stages, in a three-set stage. The assistants were the ones who had to go hiding. Each assistant was worth the amount of years that they have gone to this camp. I believe Caitlin Panciaco was the winner with 14 points, the highest rated assistant there. And it was a blast. Basically what happened, we let the assistants go out to hide. They split us up into a red, white, and blue situation, which I found to be another nice callback.
Yeah, that was
it was
so
crazy.
Fun.
Like Sam, basically, we did sing in the stables today, mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden he's like, okay, like I need all assistance, and like my immediate thing was like, it was just head counselor lunch.
Yeah,
so like the immediate thing was like, oh shoot, like I'm in trouble. Like my was bad at lunch. And then he like came out and told us, and like earlier that week he was like asking us like how many years like all the assistants mm-hmm. had been at camp.
Okay.
And he was like, so he like told us like what was going on, like how all the assistants were gonna hide, like basically like nothing was off limit. So it was like kind of cool.
Even the woods too.
Yeah, like you could, like woods. I hid in the woods.
Love
so
it.
And each like so like Elizabeth was like the big prize, like she was
14 points.
Aiden told me. He goes, Elizabeth, 14. I go, did you catch her? He goes, no.
Yeah. And then we like went back in, like we couldn't say anything. And then we got the signal to like go and hide. And like, I was so like, I remember like looking across the stables at Elizabeth and I was like, I don't know where to hide. Yeah. Like, I'm nervous. And then I just like took off like for the barn because I wanted to hide like in the attic, like, you know, like the door leading up to it.
Yep. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I took off for the woods and I like found myself like inside the dam. Like I was sitting in the mine brook.
I find myself.
Yeah. And then I don't know where you hit, Elizabeth, but so, yeah. No, I was the last, like there were three assistants who didn't get caught, and I was the last one to be caught.
Okay.
So I was with like
how many years are you? Are you what, 10? 12.
I was the only counselor the red team found. Yeah. So it was like 12 points. And then it was like 60 points. Yeah. 42.
So I was in the pool shed, but like I was behind like bags and boxes of chlorine. So I was like breathing and like it was not good. Ty actually found me.
Come on.
It was literally Ty. Yeah. Found like every single counselor.
Ty
like,
found
I don't
me.
Even know like campers
were. Yeah, like a bunch of campers like opened the shed door and they're like, no one's in here. And then like Ty came and like moved the boxes and everything.
I know.
But now that's off limits. Yeah, it was so fun.
It's gonna be really fun when the heads do it, because I feel like everyone was like scoping out.
Like, yeah, like my idea, like my first go-to was like, oh, I want to like climb a tree.
Yeah,
but then like you go in the woods. There's no like.
Yeah, it's so no you can't trees. Find a good climbing tree.
And then you're in the mine brook.
I find myself in the dam.
Yeah. eventually, us head counselors are gonna have to hide. CITs are gonna do second session. I'm already planning out where I'm going to hide. And, you know, I don't want to be found. I told you, I'm competitive, everyone. I can't help myself. Oh, Monday was kind of a cool thing because it was our first like rainy day drop off. And that's always kind of like a moment of like surprise and excitement. So we, it did start to rain and we had to do the pickup from the barn and we got like a really good, down by the bay or Hey Lottie Lottie going. And it just went nuts. Tuesday was cookout day. We had a really good cookout day. There was some amazing foods all around camp. It smelled delicious. My treat personally, we had a French fine dining experience with pain au chocolat. We had chicken cordon bleu. And what else did we have? Oh, we had French toast as well. Very fun. Chicken cordon bleu being chicken nuggets, popcorn, and blueberries. I think there's some other really exciting ones. I think Fred made a full like brick oven pizza oven during pioneering. And for his cookout, they got like personalized pizzas. Really cool things. I love cookouts. As I always try to make them a really fun time. Wednesday was favorite colors day. You know, you always got to have a gig for that one. Oh, it was also a competition, fan favorite, Saxon Hoops, Hoops and Sacks. The old favorite, Saxon Hoops, Sacks and Hoops, as they call it, where there was a hoop, everyone would have been a potato sack and they'd have to race through the hoop in like a relay race situation. I think that was the one that got us tied up to a full 12 versus 12 versus 12, where the assistants, head counselors, and CITs were all dead even. That was an exciting thing. Thursday, we got to do our CIT freeze dance. Once a session, each group gets to do a freeze dance. I have notoriously only made it to the final two every single time, but have never made it to the final win. I think it's because I get sabotaged and I end up dancing a little bit too hard each time when that happens. But we had the CIT freeze. Oh, and then we had the dancing with the FCDC stars. We had three groups that they had been planning a dance all week long. And we had three performances done by, we had Penny and Faye, we had Eli and Tommy, and then we had Olivia and Noah, and they did amazing. It was the creative coalition, that being myself, music, woodworking, ceramics, and video. We all were the judges, and we were able to unanimously agree that Eli and Tommy were going to make it into the next round after they did a tribute to Dirty Dancing using a mannequin, which I have to say was very, very well thought of. Obviously, they were my former campers, and obviously, they know exactly what they're doing there. Friday, we had an amazing matinee show, a 10:30 a.m. Show. I mean, that's always a fun one. The counselors all expected probably to have their skits a little time during lunch to go over their skits, but they did not. So it was a real fly by the seat of the pants. The theme this week was Hollywood. We did all types of really fun stuff ones. We got to do the video, which was incredible. A great video situation. There was a little technical difficulty, so we had to do a free swim. Oh, we had a double free swim that day. Oh, we've had two double free swim days because it's been so hot. I am all over the place. Excuse me, everyone. But we had two double free swim days because it was monstrously hot. But one thing that Sam does that I think is just so really awesome is that he makes the double free swim days different each time. The first time it was swim, troop time. The second time they were built out, we did like first and second, then swim and troop time, then like third, fourth, and lunch and sing, and then swim and troop time. So it was extra, extra, extra awesome and very cool. But in general, it's always a fun week at camp. It flew by. I can't believe the first session is done. I miss my campers already. I had incredible CITs and assistants. And now there's going to be a little changing of the guards with the assistants and the CITs. And it's going to be a really exciting week 3 and 4 for session 2. Oh, I want to say one other thing that's been like the best part of camp this year is that this year we have Carrie Cowell as the quote unquote camp mom. She, you know, in a actual position, and she is making life just like a trillion times easier. If you need to print something or laminate something, she's been decorating the offices. There's flowers for people all over the place. It's like there's all these little things that are behind the scenes that are making things just exponentially better. She's already always there, but like now she's doing it in a capacity that's perfect for her. It's like when you find like the job that's just right for you, and there couldn't be anything better than having Sam and Carrie as like the people running the show and keeping us on our toes. Oh, you know what else we did? We got to the counselors. We all got to do a Sam's House counselor night. I don't know if you guys know this, but once a year we always go to either Tom or Sam's house, and it's always one of the most fun because all the CITs and assistants, we go and we play on the field, we play volleyball, we play on the wiffle ball court, and we eat pizza. It's always a fun day, and it's really nice to see all the campers outside of, or all the CITs and assistants outside of there every day. Anyways, nonetheless, this is Ty. I am signing off for week 2, and I hope you are well. All right, bye-bye, campers. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Callie Verhagen. I'm a second-year CIT, and this is my little recap and, like, highlights of the first day of the second week of the first session of FCDC 2022. So I get to camp, and immediately I go up and I talk to Sam to see where I'm going to be for the week. And he says to me, oh, Callie, you're going to be in the Beavers, and you're going to be in theater. And I was like, okay, this is really cool. Because when I was a camper growing up, theater was always my favorite activity. I had Ty, the theater counselor, as my head counselor years ago. And now being able to work at my favorite activity, but from a staff perspective, I think is a really special and cool experience for me that I've never really been able to like see that like work perspective of something before. And so I thought it was really interesting to actually work at the activity when I got there, because last week I had been placed walking around a troop, which was really, really fun, and I enjoyed because I get to really individually bond with every single kid that I worked with. But I never really got to see the rest of the camp, and now that I'm in an activity, I get to meet like all the hundreds of kids that come to FCDC every day, and I really get to meet the whole camp and let them get to know me. So another thing that I thought was really special after we did the first few activities is we brought back an old tradition of having sing in the stables, which I have never, when I came to SCDC, that was never a thing. That was way back before I was born. And they brought back a new little competition, and it was called Counselor Hunt, I think, where all the assistants went out and they hid all over this huge camp. And then they just sent out the troops to go anywhere they wanted to look for them. And I thought it was really cool because it really, like, got me to, like, look at, like, things that happened in camp so many years ago before I was even born, because this camp has been a huge part of my life. I've been going here for as long as I can remember, and that's something that I never got to experience because they stopped that tradition way before I was born. So day 2 of week 2 of camp was the second Tuesday of the session. So if you've ever been to camp, you know what that means. It's cookout day. So immediately we get to camp, and the kids are all excited about the cookout. I'm talking to all of them about it, saying how we're excited for the type of food we're going to have. And we have Ty as our counselor, which means we're going to have a pretty good cookout. So we had our first few activities, and we got to hang out with those campers, and it was super hot. It was like 90 degrees that day. Today was day 3 of week 2 of summer 2022, and today camp was hot. And when I mean hot, I mean like hot. There was lots of sweat, but lots of laughs along the way because we were all dying of the heat, but the kids were troopers. They totally pushed through it. We all stayed hydrated. There was lots of games of drip, drip, drop, lots of sprinklers, and the staff is always on top of it. They gave the kids an extra free swim today so we could all keep cool under the hot sun. It is day 4 of week 2, and today was an action-packed day. We had a lot of things thrown in today, but of course, everything was so much fun, and the kids had such a great day. So one of the first few things we did was we did Dancing with the Stars, which is a little competition where a few teams of staff members go up and they perform a little dance for the entire camp. And then a panel of judges vote on which dance is the best. And it's supposed to replicate the TV show Dancing with the Stars. Every year, the camp switches the show that they replicate. Last year was Masked Singer, and in previous years it's been like America's Got Talent, I think. But I think it's a really good experience for the staff members and especially some of the CITs participating in it, because it really gives them a chance to like step up and go a little bit out of their comfort zone, which I think is always good. And then another thing we did today is we did a new competition, and that was called Clean Your Room, I think. It's where a bunch of pool toys were thrown into the pool, and we had to get them all to one side of the pool, and the two different teams were competing against each other and try to get more pool toys to the other side. Unfortunately, the CITs lost, putting them in last place, but I feel confident that we can make a comeback and really get that bye round for the big competition at the end of the year. So another thing we did today that's been going on for years and years, which we actually took a break from last year, was freeze dance. So it was CIT freeze dance, which means I was in it. I did okay. I didn't win, but I think I got it out about like halfway through. But it was so much fun. The kids enjoyed it. And they love when you like interact with them a little bit throughout the show, which I thought was really fun and really gave them a chance to like feel special even in that little tiny way. It would always like leave them like smiling, which I love doing those little things like that. But today overall was a really great day. The kids beat the heat and we all worked together to have a really, really awesome day. Today was day 5 of week 2. So it's the last day of the session. And if you've ever been to FCDC before, you know that on the last day of every session, we get to see the video that the camp has been working so hard to put on over the whole session. So one of the activities we have at camp is video, and there's two amazing video counselors who meet with every troop except some of the junior campers, and they film some little skits and some little like mini movies, and they all edit it together and turn it into a really fun big video for the whole camp to go into the stables and watch at the end of the session. So my campers were laughing the whole time. The video counselors did a really great job this week. And then another thing we did is the skits, of course, because it's Friday. So every Friday, the camp gets a theme, and then throughout the week, they work on a skit, and then they get to perform it in front of the entire camp down at Ty's Theater. So every single group did a really great job at putting all their hard work and effort into the skit this week, and I think that not every single one turned out really great. Lots of laughs throughout the audience, especially from me and my campers. And my group this week, we did a little piece with performance art because the theme this week was Hollywood. So if you know anything about that, it turned out really cool, and we definitely got a lot of compliments about it after. Ty's skits are always great and always make me laugh. So yeah, it was a really great last day of the session. So it was pretty sad to say goodbye to some of the campers that maybe aren't coming back for the next two. But I know that on Monday we get to welcome a bunch of new faces to camp, and that's part of what makes camp so great.
All right, we're back here with Aiden for week 2 recap. So Aiden, how was week 2 overall?
Good.
Yeah, what were some of your favorite things that you did this week?
Games.
Ooh, what did you do at games?
Fishy crossed my ocean.
Nice. Were you a shark?
I never got tagged.
You never got tagged?
Nope.
Very cool. How did you like double free swim?
It was good.
Did you go in both free swims?
No.
No.
I just went in once and then up to upper play.
So what do you do at upper play?
There's Legos and Rubik's Cubes.
What did you think about the video this week?
It was good.
Do you have a favorite part?
It was called the Sneaky Squirrels.
Oh, the Sneaky Squirrels. Were you in it?
Uh-huh.
And what was going on in that video?
You're trying to scare Cam.
So overall, did you have a good time first session?
Yes.
All right. Are you looking forward to second session?
Yes.
Quinn, are you looking forward to camp?
Yes.
What tribe are you going to be in?
Tadpoles.
Tadpoles? Are you excited? Who are your counselors? Do you remember?
Hillary.
And?
Elizabeth.
Are you so excited? All right.
Have a great third day of camp.
Bye.